الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك الله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. عزیز دوستو، میں جامعہ قاسم العلوم مظفر نگر یو پی انڈیا سے ہر سال کی طرح اس سال بھی آپ کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوا ہوں. یہ ادارہ شاعر اسلام و مشہور و معروف نعت خواں حضرت قاری احسان محسن صاحب کی ذمہ داری میں چل رہے ہیں. دو دارالعلوم ہیں، ایک لڑکیوں کے لیے ایک لڑکوں کے لیے. ان اداروں میں 510 بچے زیر تعلیم ہیں. الحمدللہ اداروں میں ابتدا سے لے کر بخاری شریف تک کی تعلیم ہے. غریب یتیم بچے بھی تعلیم حاصل کرتے ہیں. یہ ادارے پچھلے 40 سالوں سے اپنے علاقہ میں دینی تعلیمی و تربیتی خدمات انجام دے رہے ہیں. اداروں کا سالانہ خرچ 74 لاکھ روپے ہے، جو اللہ پاک کے فضل و کرم اور آپ حضرات کے تعاون سے پورا کیا جاتا ہے. آج ان اداروں کا کلیکشن ہے. آپ حضرات سے گزارش ہے، اپنی زکاۃ صدقہ اللہ جامعہ کا تعاون فرمائیں. کارڈ مشین کا بھی انتظام ہے، اس کے ذریعے بھی کر سکتے ہیں. اور میں آپ لوگوں کا شکر گزار ہوں اور کمیٹی والوں کا کہ آپ لوگوں نے موقع دیا. اللہ پاک آپ کے لیے دونوں جہاں میں بہتر بدلہ عطا فرمائے. جزاکم اللہ.
After the dua, a very important talk will take place. You know, my brothers are all involved in deeni activity. We request you to take out a little time. Inshallah, we'll benefit. A lot of others will benefit. Jazakallah.
Allahumma inna nahdi wa jubri wa sallam. Allahumma inna nahdi wa jubri wa sallam. Shuna wa shuna wa sallam. Allahumma inna sallam wa sallam. Allahumma shuna wa abhi wa sallam.
الحمدللہ الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِلَهُ يُخْشَى وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى There is no other Ilah that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper, minister, advisor with Allah. Allah is Ahad, Allah is Samad, Allah is alone. Allah commands us in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Your and my purpose in this world. And understand, my respected brothers, identification of one's purpose and objective is absolutely imperative. Majority of humanity today, if we look, what is the goal and objective? Acquire the material things of this world. Yet the reality, mort and death is imminent. The life in this world is very, very temporary. The verse of the Quran, Allah says, I created insan and jinnat. This entire world was brought into existence for what? لِيَعْبُدُونَ So that you worship me. Literal translation, make my ibadat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was very young when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Maybe in his early teens. Yet, among Sahaba, he was known as Tarjumanul Quran. He had a profound and a deep understanding of the Quran. This was the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barakah of khidmat. That is why our six qualities in tabligh, the fourth quality, khidmat, become a source of benefit to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khairun nas mayyanfa'un nas. He said, the best amongst you is one who benefits others. Simple equation ulama have given us. Khidmat, lene ke jazba se honge, te isse adawat aur bughz pelega. If your jazba and zeal is that others must serve you, this spreads hatred and enmity. Khidmat dene ke jazba, ye isse muhabbat aate hai. Someone who wants to serve others. Someone who wants to serve. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. The leader is the one who is serving. With this is muhabbat and love. This young child observed that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to relieve himself. Without, he puts water there. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will need this for wudu, etc. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, he inquires the identity, who left the water. Comes to know it was his cousin Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is standing next to him, tries to push him forward, he pulls back out of the adab and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam places his hand on the chest of Abdullah bin Abbas. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wa ta'wil. O Allah, give him the profound knowledge of the Quran. The barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, wherever in the Quran, Allah commands you with his ibadat. This verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I created you for no other purpose but my ibadat. What is the actual meaning? If you look, the kuffar of Makkah were worshipping Allah, what they perceived to be Allah. 360 idols in Kaabatullah. So Abdullah bin Abbas says, Allah's command, اُعْبُدُوا, Allah's ibadat, أي وَحِّدُوا, bring in your heart the tawheed of Allah. The oneness of Allah, because Allah does not tolerate partnership. We have to break down the idols of reliance and of trust on every ghayb and bring Allah in the heart, Allah in the heart, Allah in the heart, the love for Allah. And this is the challenge that is facing us today, my respected brothers. How many of us have identified this as an objective? Acquire the love of Allah. And by extension, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because these two things are intrinsically linked. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, "Mahabbatullah wa Rasulihi min a'zami wajibatil iman wa akbari usulihi wa ajalli qawa'idihi. Bal hiya manzilatu wa maqamu kulli 'amal min a'malil imani wad-din." Love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, min azami wajibatil iman, is the greatest directive of iman that is directed to you and I. Acquire Allah's love. Once in the days of Hajj, this question was raised amongst not small people, the ulama of that time. What is Allah's love? What is ishq for Allah? What is this? What is the demand and the dictate of this heart brimming over with Allah's recognition? Various of the scholars of that time mentioned different interpretations. Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah was from Iraq. He was a young man at that time, not well known. But nevertheless, after they had shared their opinions, they looked at him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا يَا Iraqi? That, oh Iraqi youngster, what is your opinion? فَأَتْرَقَ سَاعَةً. ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. He lowered his head. Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ بِقَلْبِهِ أَحْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارُ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ فَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ نَطَقَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ سَكَنَ فَهُوَ مَعَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ. It's not easy in English to translate such expressions, but the crux of what he said, the first dictate, Allah's tawheed, Allah's ibadat, the love of Allah has entered your heart. Allah does not tolerate partners. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. The true lover of Allah is the one who in the pursuit of Allah's love has become oblivious of himself. Nadhirun ilayhi biqalbihi. The focus of his entire wujud and being, his heart, has become Allah. قَائِمٌ بِعَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ. And what does that translate? کہنا کہ میں اللہ سے محبت رکھتا ہوں. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے محبت رکھتا ہوں. یہ بہت آسان ہے. To say it is very, very easy. Every one of us, naturally, I love Allah, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the requirement? قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ to translate itself into Allah's obedience. What does my Allah want from me? What is the right of Allah? What is the right of Allah? Allah ka kya haq hai? Allah ka kya haq hai? Mullah Ibrahim Devla sahab, Daawand Barakatuh, almost in every bayan he mentions this. The riwayat where the question was asked, what is the right of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is Allah's right? To worship Allah where Allah becomes everything. Don't ascribe any partners with Allah. The doer is Allah, the giver is Allah, the maker is Allah, the controller is Allah. In my time of need and dependence, turn to no one but Allah. What will happen? أَحْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ The true lover of Allah, the one who has made Allah the goal, his heart becomes inflamed with the noor of Allah's effulgence. وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ Allah has revealed himself. Allah has revealed himself to him from behind his curtain of concealment. So now when he speaks of Allah. This tongue has to articulate the greatness of Allah. Today, what are we talking about? Talking about fashion, talking about cars, talking about industries, talking about science, talking about technology. We talk of everything but Allah. Kathratul mahabba, ulama say, true love demands zikr. True love, ask a young mother. When she's just got a new child, ask a young mother to keep quiet about her child. She's unable to. My child is like this, my child is like that. Naturally, she constantly, any conversation, anyone she meets, first conversation is her child. Why? Because what you speak about, the tongue translates, opens up what's in the heart. Today we are talking about everything else because the love of that has entered the heart. La ilaha illallah demands that all that has to come out. Allah has to be in this heart. فَإِن تَكَلَّمَ فَعَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِن عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ Any action you do. What is my Allah's command? What does my Allah want? وَإِن سَكَنَ In the moments of solitude, in the dead of night, today where is the ummah? Cry tears of blood. You walk into a Muslim home, first thing you see is that plasma screen. What they say? High resolution definition, so many million pixels. What is it? An instrument of absolute zina and immodesty and shamelessness. Has polluted the homes of the ummah. This is why it is the lament and cry of our elders, by bring alive in your homes, qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring this alive in every home of the ummah. We have to talk about Allah, invite towards Allah, make the zikr of Allah. Wa in sakana, when he is in solitude, in the dead of night, like the poet puts it nicely, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai, hum raat ko ut ut rota hai, jab sara alam sota hai. The fire of Allah's ishq, the fire of Allah's muhabbat. This is why Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the author. كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مَحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي The one who says that he loves Allah, the one who says that he loves Allah, but the whole night he is sleeping. Allah's love doesn't cause him to leave that bed and seek from his heart moments of solitude between him and his beloved. Ibn Rajab says he is a liar in his claim. أَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُحِبٍّ يُحِبُّ خَلْوَةَ حَبِيبِهِ Doesn't every true lover want solitude with his beloved? What they call alone time. It's a natural instinct. What was the night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Some section of the night has to be, this Ramadan is a training. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tasaharu fa inna fis suhuri baraka. He said, make sahri. not so that you can fill your stomach and the fast is less. No. Tasaharu, wake up, make sahri. Why? Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. The alamat of the people of Iman, the true believers, the true lovers of Allah, at the time of sahri, they are crying, asking Allah for forgiveness. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. Wa in sakana fa ma Allah. In moments of solitude, they are with Allah. When they speak, it is of Allah. When they do, it is according to Allah's commands. Fa huwa billah wa lillah wa ma Allah. So they have become Allah's. Allah's has become theirs. What was the reaction of the ulama of that time? They say that there's nothing more that we can say of what is true ishq and muhabbat for Allah. This is the goal. Man wajada mahabbat Allah, wajadaha ahla min kulli mahabba. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, that person who has found the love of Allah, the sweetness, the ecstasy Allah has kept in his ta'alluq, he will find this to be sweeter than any of the attractions of the world. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Inna shahwati fi qiyamil layl. Allah has kept my lazzat and my ecstasy in standing before Allah in the dead of night. Lazzatul munajat laysat min ad-dunya innaha min al-jannah. The lazzat of connecting with Allah. And understand, my respected brothers, connection with Allah, taluk with Allah, as long as there is ghairullah in this heart, cannot happen. Wahidu, Allah's command, wahidu, Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness, to know and understand the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the giver is Allah, the controller is Allah. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard wa man fihin. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta thara. All these are verses of the Quran. And what is my Allah saying? Every atom in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He is the controller. He is the giver. He is the taker. He is the maker. Nothing moves. Nothing stops moving. Nothing benefits. Nothing harms. Nothing lives. Nothing dies without the permission of Allah. This has to be learned. This iman has to be learned. This love for Allah has to be acquired. It has to become a goal. Today, unfortunately, it's no longer a goal. Career, degrees, wealth, future planning, financial setup, ensuring the financial future prospect. What does this elder say? Izzat, shohrat, dawlat, material wealth. This has become the gradient by which we are judging our success or failure. Kehna, to say, I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this is very easy. With da'wah, there has to be dalil. There was one person in one village. He told everybody, he said, you know what, I'm going to get married to the daughter of the queen. Ordinary peasant living in a village is telling everybody, the queen, the princess, the daughter of the queen, I'm going to get married to her, or the daughter of the king. So they said, Pagal, the king doesn't even know you exist. Forget him giving you his daughter. He said, listen, take me seriously. 50% is already sorted out. My side is manzoor. I'm just waiting for the reply from that side. What is this? This is dawa bila dalil. A claim without any proof whatsoever. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And kan khol kar sun lena. Understand, my respected brothers. Just now will be Maghrib Salah. In Maghrib Salah, we will face Qibla. Without Qibla, there's no Salah. You have to face Qibla if you want your Salah to be accepted. That's the first condition. In exactly the same way. In exactly the same way. Whatever concept or idea of deen we want to talk about, whether it is Allah's love, whether it is Allah's devotion, whether it is the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your and my qibla to understand this is Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They understood. They set the gradient for this ummah till qiyamah. Allah ka, Allah uske Rasul ka aashik banna, to sahaba jaise banna hai. They are the guiding symbols. They are the light. What was important to sahaba? Where are their graves? What they spend their wealth and time upon? What was the jazba in the hearts of Sahaba? That translates for us what is devotion to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One riwayat Hasan Basri rahimahullah narrates that one day Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. Ya Rasulullah, we love Allah. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. Hubban shadida. We excessively love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were concerned. Is our love true? Is our love accepted? Have we fulfilled the right and dictate of that love? So they said, وَحِبَّ اللَّهِ أَن. They said, ask Allah to send down عَلَمًا لِمَحَبَّتِهِ, some sign, some proof that our love is accepted. On that occasion, this verse of the Quran which I recited earlier on, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Even if you don't understand Arabic, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, you claim, you say you love Allah. This is the beauty of Quran. Allah's love does not go not reciprocated. It is reciprocated. What will Allah give you? Yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you. And Allah will not just love you. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And this is the beauty of Quran. Allah will love you, and then what? Allah will forgive your sins. In other words, to become the true lover of Allah, you don't have to be sinless. Gunegar, no problem. Disobedient to Allah, no problem. Whole life in Allah's disobedience, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Don't write anyone off. Don't look down upon anyone. Allah is saying, Allah will love you, and you are gunegar, you are drowning in sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. Why? Because وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is very forgiving, very merciful. But what is the condition? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, when explaining this, he says, إِنَّكَ لَن تُحِبَّ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تُحِبَّ طَاعَتَهُ. He says it is impossible to love Allah unless you love the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu. تَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ. هَذَا في هذا والله في القياس شنيع. إن لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Like يحيى بن معاذ رحمه الله would say, ليس بصادق من ادعى محبة الله ولم يحفظ حقوقه. لأن من يحفظ حقوق الله ورسوله فدعواه أنه يحب الله ورسوله فدعواه باطلة. He used to say that the one whose life is not on the command of Allah and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his claim that he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is batil. What was love? Like I said, Sahaba, Aisha, our mother, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says, جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال والله يا رسول الله إنك لأحب إلي من نفسي وإنك لأحب إلي من أهلي وإنك لأحب إلي من مالي وإني لأكون في البيت فأذكرك فما أصبر حتى آتيك فأنظر إليك. She says, a person came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I take an oath on Allah. I take qasam on Allah. I love you more than my life. I love you more than my family. I love you more than my wealth. Sometimes I'm sitting at home. The thought of you enters my heart. He says, my food becomes haram. My sleep becomes haram. I become restless until I don't come and cool my heart by looking at you. وَإِذْ ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا مِتَّ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. وَإِنِّي إِذْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةَ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكُ. He says, today a troubling thought occurred to me. I realized, I thought about it. This world is ephemeral, it is temporary. Ya Rasulullah, you will die, I also will die. Allah will give you the highest echelons of Jannat. If I enter Jannat, I fear because of your lofty rank, I will be deprived of your companionship in Jannat. What is he saying? Ya Rasulullah, in Medina, without you, there is no life for me. If I can't see you, food is haram, sleep is haram. Ya Rasulullah, in Jannat, if I am deprived of being able to look at you, then the qusur, the anhar, the khurs, all the ni'mats of Jannat are meaningless if I am deprived of your companionship in Jannat. This was muhabbat. This was ish. This was the love which Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not just one of them. Youngsters also. Today's youth, who are they idolizing? Who are their role models? Some soccer star or some pop star or some music personality. People whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. People that are morally decrepit, bankrupt, zero, are being idolized. They have become the role models. That sports personality, whatever name, I don't want to take the names also, goes to a barber shop, barber makes a mistake, that's the next new day, next day that's the new hairstyle. Sometimes that individual got his hair like a porcupine. You'll see a youngster, bhai, kya kar rahe? What are you doing? Emulating so and so. As if you have no imam. As if you have no role model. As if you have no guide. Talha bin Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Youngster. 12, 13, 14 years of age. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. I love you. I love you. He starts kissing the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Comes in the riwayat. Ma Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this in his Hayat al-Sahaba. He kisses the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni uhibbuk. Inni uhibbuk. Inni uhibbuk. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then? It wasn't empty love. It wasn't lip service love. Murni bima ahbabt wala asi laka amra. Ya Rasulullah, command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. What was this? The means of this world, technology, scientific advancement, outnumbering those who oppose this ummah, all that is secondary. This devotion to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is primary. In Badr, what was it? 313, 8 swords, 2 horses, 70 camels, 170 kilometers journey in the burning sun of the desert whilst fasting, Ramadan. What was the preparation? What was the preparation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba. Technically, it was a suicide mission. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready for whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want. Umar says the same. The question is repeated, why Ansar Madina intended? Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, on behalf of the Ansar of Madina, he stands up. Idhan la naqulu laka kama qala qawm Musa li Musa idhhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun walakin idhhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna ma'akuma muttabi'un فَنَحْنُ نُقَاتِلْ عَنْ يَمِينِكْ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكْ وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْكْ وَخَلْفِكْ فَإِنَّا قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكْ وَصَدَّقْنَاكَ وَعَتَيْنَاكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ عُهُودَنَا وَمَوَاثِيقَنَا عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ لَكْ. We will not say to you, like the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rabb go, we will sit here. No. we will say to you, you and your Rabb, go and we will be with you. Ya Rasulullah, we will be in front of you. We will be behind you. We will be on your right. We will be on your left. Why? Because we brought iman upon you. And this iman demands. Sam'i wa ta'ati lak, total complete obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Law amartana an nakhidha al-bihar لفعلنا ولو أمرتنا أن نضرب أكبادنا إلى برك الغماد لفعلنا سل حبال من شئت وقطع حبال من شئت سالم من شئت حارب من شئت خذ من أموالنا ما شئت والذي أخذت من أموالنا أحب إلينا مما ترك. If only the ummah would understand. Allahu Akbar. He says, Ya Rasulullah, command us one by one to jump off the mountain to our death. Without question, we will carry out your command. Command us to jump into the ocean and drown. We will do so without question. Command us to mount our camels from Barkul Ghimad, from here to Barkul Ghimad in Yemen. Ya Rasulullah, whatever you command us, we will carry it out. Join ties with one you, with whom you want to join ties. Make peace with whom you want to make peace. Oppose whomever you, whomsoever you want. Take from our wealth and our lives whatever you want. Take for Allah's deen. For your maqsad and mission, utilize our wealth and our lives, whatever you want, because by the qasam of my Allah, that life and wealth of ours which you use, Ya Rasulullah, is more beloved than what you leave behind. وَالَّذِي أَخَذْتَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ. Sahaba understood that which is given to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is forever and ever. It will continually be multiplied. Whatever you hold back to, cling of this dunya, you're going to leave it behind. It's valuable, it's temporary, it's a passing phase, it's a mirage. Give to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the dictate of love. On that Allah's help came. Murni bima akhbab, fala asilaka amra. This youngster says, Ya Rasulullah, command me with whatever you want. Command me with whatever you want. I will never disobey you. Same Talha bin Bara becomes sick. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him late at night. He's unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his family, I fear he will not last the night. If he passes away, send for me. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Allah says he did not speak of his desires. It was wahi from Allah. I fear he will not last the night. In other words, Allah had already informed him. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves, Talha opens his eyes. Such is almost a kinetic connection. Opens his eyes and straight away he tells his family, I sense my beloved was here. These were the homes of Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah. That connection, even the youth, I sense my beloved was here. They say, yes, Rasulullah came. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said that if you pass away, we must send for him. He will bury you. He will lead your janazah salah. In that weakened state, this young child, he says, they are enemies of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the precincts. They may harm him in the cloak of darkness of the night. Don't send for him. Don't trouble him. Bury me and inform him the next day if I pass away. Taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala, Talha passes away, they bury him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to know the next day. Sahaba say, like wind, he went to the grave of Talha bin Bara. Love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the samara? What is the return? What is the ihsan? Today, who are our youth idolizing? Who are we looking at? Who are we running behind? We are that ummah. Allahu Akbar. Which stone did he leave unturned? Even in his Rawda Mubarak, not ordinary scholars of the caliber of Allama Ibn Kathir, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, they mentioned this incident that one Bedouin came to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. This expression, إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, doesn't mean a small sinner. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, made his whole life barbad, drowning in sins, head to toe in sins. Such a person, Allah says, such a person, جَاءُوكَ, comes to you, my Nabi. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ, he asks Allah for forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, and Ya Rasulullah, you seek forgiveness on his behalf. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا, they will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. جِئْتُكَ, this Bedouin recites this verse and then he says, I have come to you, drowning in sins. My entire wujud has been blackened, Ya Allah, with your disobedience. Every hair of my body is a gutter of your disobedience. مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِ, I admit my sins. مُسْتَشْفِعًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, I am asking you, Ya Rasulullah, to intercede on my behalf. And I am asking Allah myself, I am asking Allah to forgive me. يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ فِي الْقَاءِ أَعْظَمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ نَفْسِ الْفِدَاءِ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ. Those who are observant up till now, those who have been to Medina Sharif, Allah take us over and over again. On either side of the Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these couplets are written. Up till now it's there. يا خير من دفنت في القاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. Oh, that Zat and personality, when you walked above the earth, the whole earth lit up and became fragrant. Now that you have gone underneath the ground has become fragrant. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه, may my life be sacrificed on that grave in which you are residing in, because with you is your piety, and with you is your shafaqah and your compassion. The other two lines are not written there, but the second part of that couplet, أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم. Once Abdullah bin Rawaha رضي الله تعالى عنه is lying with his head in the lap of his wife. Starts crying. She sees him crying, she also starts crying. So he asks him, "Ayyubkik, why are you crying?" She says, "I saw you crying, that is why I started crying." Sahaba's hearts were very soft. He says, "Zakartu qawla Allah ta'ala." He says, "The thought of the verse of the Quran came in front of me." Quran was a living reality. Today, that connection with the Quran is no longer there. Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Allah says, there is a bridge. There is a bridge over Jahannam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا, in and إِلَّا, when it comes together in one expression, there is no exception. Every one of you will have to cross over Jahannam. إِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, this is something that Allah has made imperative over himself. حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا, ye hone wale hai. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. There will be no exceptions. Every one of you will have to cross over Jahannam. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, the people of taqwa, the people of taqwa, the people who connected with Allah, they will cross. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا, and the zalimeen face down will be flung into Jahannam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be sitting on the side. Rabbi sallim sallim. Rabbi sallim sallim. Rabbi sallim sallim. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummah. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummah. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummah. Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu. Aap hai wo zaat jiski sifarish ke baghair main nahi guzar sakta. You are the one whose intercession I will be hoping for on that day. Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu ala sirati idha ma zallat alqadamu, when the feet of others will be slipping on the bridge over Jahannam. وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمُ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. And he says, let me not forget your two companions. Which two companions? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, هَاكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Exactly like this, Allah will raise me on the day of judgment. Abu Bakr on my right, Umar on my left. He said, let me not forget your two companions. Minni salamu alaykum wa ma jara al-qalamu. May my salams descend upon you and your two companions. Look at the analogy. He says, ma jara al-qalamu, as long as the pens will write. In other words, for perpetuity. Wipes his tears and goes away. In the precincts is Atabi rahimahullah. Atabi dozes off. He sees a dream. Make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ra'ani fil manam faqad ra'ani fa inna shaytana la yatamathalu fi surati. The one who saw me in a dream, he saw me, because shaytan cannot take my form. Atabi sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Atabi, ya Atabi, adrik al arab. Go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirah. The ihsan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sahabi, I love you. Jannat without you, I cannot envisage. If I am not given your companionship in Jannat, what is he asking? He's asking, ya Rasulullah, show me some nuskha, some prescription. In Medina, I can see you. I want to see you in Jannat. Lam yurid alayhi nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not immediately respond. This declaration of love reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is sent. Hatta nazala Jibreel bihadhi al-ayah, with this verse of the Quran. Wa may yuti'i Allah wal Rasul. Wa may يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Obey Allah. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That love should not just be lip service. Ishq and muhabbat has to translate itself into practical manifestation in our lives. Sahaba understood this. Sahaba understood this. Allah will unite you with those whom you love. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, you'll be in akhirat with whom you love. Sahaba say, after iman, this was the greatest blessing. Why? Because it meant we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, other sahaba say this. They understood. What was his legacy? What was Allahu Akbar. Nabawi nuskha, Allah's Rasul. One is true love, what is the samara? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the grave of Talha bin Bara, raises his hands in dua. Young man, but the love was sincere, raises his hands. Allahumma ilqa Talha, Allahumma ilqa Talha, tadhaku ilayhi wa huwa yadhaku ilayk. Oh Allah, tomorrow when your and my young sahabi's mulaqat takes place on the day of Hashar, ya Allah, I am imploring and begging you, let it be such that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. You are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, galaxy of sahaba, different sahaba had certain khususiyat and specialities. Amongst the galaxy of sahaba, you will not find this expression except for Muaz bin Jabal, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly addressed him. Ya Muaz, wallahi inni uhibbu. Oh Muaz, I take qasam on Allah, I love you. I take qasam on Allah, I love you. Yet 6 months before his demise, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Muaz bin Jabal for Dawat and Tabligh to Yemen. Sabak being taught to the Ummah till Qiyamah, they could have kept him for 6 months more, but no. Such was the dard, the pain for the entire humanity. One person to be saved from Jahannam, go to Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making al-wida with one Sahabi. He walks with him right up to Juruf, almost 7 kilometers outside Medina. Giving him nasihat, giving him advice. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, what does he say to him? Ya Mu'ad, asa, Allah talqani. بعد عامي هذا ولعلك تمر بمسجدي هذا وبقبري معاذ. After this, you will see me no more. Muaz, this is al-wida. I am parting from you now. Muaz, when you come back to Medina, you will find my qabr. You will find my masjid. You will not find me. فبكى معاذ جشعا لفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muaz burst into tears. Couldn't keep back the tears. Pain of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself averts his gaze away from Muaz. Why? Because if Muaz could see the tears on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this would exacerbate his grief. It would lead to him crying even more. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam averts his gaze away from him. Ya Muaz! Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. Stop crying. In other words, stop crying. Don't cry, Muaz. Take himmat, take courage. That the closest to me of my ummat, it's not the one that's buried in Medina. It's not the one that is close physically to the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This gradient was set for the Ummah till Qiyamah. True love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awlan nasi bi man, awlan nasi bi al-muttaqoon. He of my Ummah will be closest to me who will come unto taqwa. Come unto taqwa. Come unto the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Whoever it is, wherever you are, whether it is the first century, whether it is the 14th century of Islam, whoever, wherever, whether UK, whether Australia, whether America, whether China, whether Africa, whoever or wherever, the ma'iyat and closeness of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come unto taqwa. Come unto the day and night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muaz bin Jabal, when he went to Yemen, what was the first thing he said? Ya ahlal Yemen, ya ahlal Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. Ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum, O people of Yemen. No other ummah had this. No other ummah was given this legacy. This connection. O people of Yemen, I am the rasul, representative of the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. Rabi'i bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he walked towards Rustam, jagged sword in the hand, pulling his donkey, renting the plush carpet of Rustam in two pieces, flanked on either side by the sentries, fearlessly, individually, walks right up to the ruler of the superpower of the time. Ma jina ilaykum, we haven't come. We are not motivated by any desire for your land or your kingdom or your dunya. Tilka darul akhira naj'aluha lilladhina la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada. Allah says, Jannat akhirat, we have made it for those who don't want positions in this world. They are not motivated by worldly conquest and by the achievement of this dunya. They are motivated by what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted. Ma jina ilaykum. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Nahnu mab'uthun min Allah. We have been sent, selected, chosen by Allah. For what? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. We have been sent to take this entire humanity out of the slavery and out of the servitude of the created entities of this world and introduce them into the servitude of the one Allah. Break down the idols of reliance on trust of every ghairullah and introduce humanity to La ilaha illallah. Take this whole mankind out of the tightness of this dunya and introduce them to the vastness of akhirat. Take them out of the injustice of every other way of life and introduce them to the justice of Islam. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ Allah has sent us with His deen to this entire creation so that we can call the entire humanity to Allah. This was the seed that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planted in the hearts of Sahaba. That is why their qabars and their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. This dard, this pain, this concern, this worry, worldly loss. What is dunya? Dunya is temporary. It's going to come to an end. What about the loss of akhirah? Man fatathu salatun wahida fakannama wutira ahlu wa maluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the loss that is incurred by one salah, one Muslim home, one home in which children are waking up with the rising of the sun. Fajr salah is not made. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the mafhum of the hadith, as if all their wealth and entire family has been destroyed. What is that loss? Where is the perception of that loss? Where is the perception of that legacy of muhabbat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave? Where is the perception of that legacy of his rahmat and mercy? Ar-Rahimun, those who will have mercy, yarhamuhumur rahman. Allah will have mercy upon them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy upon this creation of Allah that in droves is going towards Jahannam. What is that loss? What is that loss? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man who will live the hardest life in this world, will be shown 1 millisecond jannat, and he will swear an oath, ma ra'aytu bu'san qattu, I have never experienced any difficulty. وَيُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, someone who lived a more luxurious and more comfortable life, there was no one. أَنْعَمْ. The most comfortable life he lived, he will be shown Jahannam for 1 millisecond, and he will swear an oath before Allah, مَا رَأَيْتُ خَيْرًا قَتُّ, I have never seen any goodness. That is the reality, akhirat. We have to come out of this deception. Dunya. Ramadan was given. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Connect with Allah. The road to that, the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The road to that, my respected brothers, is qurbani, sacrifice. We have to come onto that maidan which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put sahaba ikram. So, very, very limited time we have. This الدعاو عند الافطار لا يرد. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dua that is made at the time of iftar, Allah will never reject that dua. So who is there now to put our application from the heart? The standing up is dua. Ya Allah, accept me 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brother. Jaldi, very, very quickly. Stand up, don't wait. We don't have time now. Stand up, we put our application. We haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. Get ourselves accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Come, my respected brother.
This is the time of acceptance. Take the opportunity. Whether we understand or not, whether we desire or not, we have to be accepted, my beloved brothers. Take the opportunity. Come, my beloved youngsters. Stand, inshallah. Take the chance. Allah, this is a dua. This is to ask Allah, whether I understand or not, ya Allah, accept me. Ya Allah, I need to be accepted. I'm going on that path that is akhirat, my beloved. Nobody can deny. Tomorrow the story is over. Who's going first? Nobody knows, my beloved. Put that to Allah. How do we want to meet Allah? Likewise, my beloved brothers, come stand up, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone. More brothers, stand up quickly, inshallah. Wallah, I know. My beloved brothers, one special request to this place. This last ashra, here, my beloved brothers, inshallah. Last ashra, last 10 days. Alhamdulillah, Jamaat is being made. Inshallah, who else? Inshallah, last 10 days of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, many will be sitting in itikaf. May Allah reward them. But beloved brothers, so many places don't have itikaf. So many people are not introduced to itikaf. Imagine our jamaats go there. Within UK, out in the entire Europe, my beloved brothers. Though everybody doesn't get this beautiful environment, my beloved brothers. Take the opportunity. We don't know whether we'll get the chance again, my beloved brothers. I was telling about my own town. Wallah, they used to pay the muazzin to sit in itikaf. Today, by the fazl of Allah, 600 to 700 people sitting in itikaf. In South Africa. Allah, hey, Allah's work, go there. Every who'll get the reward of that? My beloved brothers, there's ordinary jamaats that went around. MashaAllah, quickly, inshallah. This last days, my beloved. Allah, this is the month of forgiveness. Imagine Allah's curse upon that person who sees the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven. What can be worse than that, man? Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah accept every one of us. Inshallah, anybody else, give our names to the Zimmedar Satis. Inshallah, encourage other youth. There's a chance, my beloved brother. We don't know that heart just turns. And inshallah, the jewels of mankind will come, inshallah. Allah accept all, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, right now you are questioning your angels with regards to this gathering, that why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you that, oh my Allah, they fear your azab and they desire your mercy. Ya Allah, we have this hope in our hearts that right now you are saying to your angels that, oh my angels, I make you a witness that I have forgiven them. No doubt we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There's no Junaid Baghdadi or Rabia Basri amongst us. Ya Allah, it is those of us who every second of our lives have been spent in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, dube huwe zillat mein, kuch bhi ho. Lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummati hai. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, inni anal ghafurur rahim. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ghadabi. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummat of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are coming to you at a time when this ummat is in a cauldron of injustice and persecution, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the bombs are raining down and mercilessly this ummat is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs, no doubt it is our injustice, no doubt it is our oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummat of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down, they saw Wahi coming down, they saw the Mubarak face of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness, all we have seen is shamelessness. This dirty, filthy environment is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are trying to go one step closer to you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. हमने अच्छे बनने की बहुत कोशिश किया नहीं बन सके या अल्लाह वी डोंट वांट टू डाई इन दिस कंडीशन या अल्लाह आवर हार्ट्स आर डिवॉइड ऑफ योर लव एंड योर मारिफत या अल्लाह वी आर बीसीचिंग यू या अल्लाह थ्रू द टियर्स ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम या अल्लाह चेंज द सिचुएशन या अल्लाह चेंज द कंडीशन या अल्लाह ओपन द डोर्स ऑफ योर मर्सी या अल्लाह यू हैव सेड इन योर कुरान इन शअनु नज़ल अलैहिम मिन अस-समाई आयतन फज़ल्लत आनाकुहुम ला खादिईन. One sign you will send and every one of them will bring iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you send such a sign, Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts that are full of aggression and anger and hatred towards this ummah, Ya Allah, change the direction of those hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if hidayat is written for them, give it quickly to them. Otherwise, if they are obstinate upon the hidayat, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America, give Australia, give Europe, give Asia, give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Bring our lives unto your obedience, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty talks, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Iman, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of Khushu and Khudu in our Salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of Ilm and Zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your Dhyan, Ya Allah, grant us your consciousness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Akhlaq of Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make us amongst the Mukhlisin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma de. Hame deen ke da'i bana de, Ya Allah. Make us da'is of your deen, Ya Allah. Give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Bring the ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Bring the ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us those who make the masjid abad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when we were little children in the laps of our mothers said, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, without even being conscious, we repeated behind them, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, the time for our imminent departure from this world is near, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, just as we said, La ilaha illallah in the lap of our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our last words be La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from a bad death, Ya Allah. Save us from a death in a place or a condition of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those that have passed away of our brothers and sisters and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that fire, whose stones will melt mountains, Ya Allah. What will it do to the flesh and blood of insan, Ya Allah? Doza kam se bardash nahi ho sakte, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will never be able to bear that azab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa auladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al firdaus al a'la wa ma qarraba ilayha min al aqwali wal a'bal. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us jannat, grant our families, grant the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our parents, we will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as, mutawakkif of du'as, in any parishani or difficulty, remove their parishani and difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Save us from haram, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, from hatred, jealousy, malice, envy, Ya Allah, greed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the work of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, accept it and take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we have gathered with our begging bowls, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the dua at the time of iftar will never be rejected, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our duas, Ya Allah. Accept our fasting, Ya Allah. Accept our Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your beloved, Ya Allah. Make us the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله.